Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Rite of Survivorship by William Gotten is a murder mystery grounded in law. So who killed Sally Connors? Why did she have to die? This novella is based on the legal premise that a surviving spouse is the owner of property jointly owned with her husband. Rite of Survivor is a book that will hold your interest while you try to answer these questions and perhaps come to decide your own ending while you wait for the sequel and its surprise conclusion. William Gotten was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee, graduated from Washington and Lee University with a BA degree, went to get his JD degree from Cecil C. Humphreys School of Law in Memphis, retired from the practice of law in 2002 after over 30 years specializing in bankruptcy law. He continues to live in Memphis and enjoys writing. Rite of Survivorship is his first book, and William Gotten is our guest on This Week in America. William, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It is great to be with you, and I really appreciate this opportunity to discuss my book.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be entertained by the book, Rite of Survivorship, and learn something as we're reading the book and listening to the interview today. Let's talk about the basics here. What inspired you to write the book? Where did this idea come from for the book, Rite of Survivorship?
Well, that's a really good question. It's just been floating around in my brain for a number of years because of my practice, my bankruptcy practice. And I had written a couple of chapters a couple of years ago. And, when COVID-19 hit, everybody was sitting at home. I just decided, well, now's a good time to maybe write the book. And so that's what I did. Just went out on the porch with my laptop and I started writing, and it just flowed. It really did. And I said, okay, well, this is not hard, and I can make it interesting. So.
Well, I hope it is. Well, it is, and it's an actual point of law that we'll talk about as we go through the conversation, and you turned it into a very interesting murder mystery. The book is Rite of Survivorship by William Gotten, G-O-T-T-E-N. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. The back of the book asks the question that I ask in the introduction, who killed Sally Connors and why did she have to die? Who is Sally and why did she have to die in your novel?
Well, Sally is the wife of Bob Connors. They're just an ordinary couple that live in Memphis, and they have two children. She's a housewife, and it's really a surprise that in the first chapter, she loses her life rather tragically. And the question is immediately, well, wait a minute. What did she do to cause her to lose her life? And that's the first chapter. And then I hope to whet everybody's appetite. I think it's a kind of a page turner myself, and we'll find out why she did that.
Well, it really is, as is the interview. You have people's attention now. This is not one of those books where you read three chapters and you're trying to figure, okay, when is something going to happen? It happens immediately. The premise is laid in William's book, Rite of Survivorship. The title is Rite of Survivorship. What exactly does that mean? Give us a little bit of background. I did it very briefly in a non-lawyer way. What is Rite of Survivorship?
Well, that's another good question. Anybody that wants to find out about Rite of Survivorship can go and ask Siri what is meant by tenancy by the entirety. Well, tenancy by the entirety is way that property, and by that I mean land, is owned specifically by husband and wife. In law, you can own property jointly, but husband and wife generally own the property as what's known as tenancy by the entirety. Well, what that means is that each of the spouses owns an undivided one-half interest in the property, and it cannot be disposed of without the consent of both of the parties. The husband can't sell the wife's interest, and the wife can't sell the husband's interest without both of them signing on the deed. Well, when you own property as tenancy by the entirety, and the husband's, just for instance, the husband dies, the property goes directly to the wife, and it's then her property, and it goes by operation of law. It doesn't have to go through probate. And the same thing happens with the wife dying. The property goes to the husband, and again, you don't have to go through probate. It's a matter of law. So that's what's meant by the right of survivorship. Whoever survives has the right to the property. Now, it's interesting because it's a type of joint ownership that is specific to a number of states. And I happened to check today is 25 states recognize tenancy by the entirety. That's based on the belief, actually biblical, that when man and wife marry, they become one entity. And it's a type of joint ownership that the property that they may own, such as a house on any street in a city, is a property that's owned by them jointly.
It's fascinating that background led to, well, the premise of the book to a murder, and we'll get into that as much as William can talk about it without giving too much away, but it all unfolds based on law in his book by William Gotten, G-O-T-T-E-N. The book is Right of Survivorship. Let's talk about some of the main characters in the book. Who are the people that we need to know to follow in Right of Survivorship?
Well, of course, Sally Connors dies in the first chapter, and that raises the question that did her husband, Bob, have anything to do with her death? And the death itself was a tragic automobile accident, and the Memphis detective, who I call Harvey Miller, is a detective much like Harry Bosch in the Harry Bosch mystery. In other words, He doesn't necessarily believe that it was just an automobile accident, and he sort of digs into it. Well, you find out that Bob was downsized in his company, and it merged, and while he got some money when it merged, that quickly ran out, and they ran up a lot of debts. Their children were in private school, and that cost a lot of money, and they weren't able to do that anymore. But the circumstances of his filing a bankruptcy is the key to the book, because his wife Sally does not file, and what that does is they own the property together, but only the right of survivorship actually comes into what we call the bankruptcy estate. So the trustee has to deal with the husband's interest in the property that is owned jointly as tenants by the entirety. But now what this ordinarily means is that the trustee will simply disclaim the debtor's interest because the property, nobody can do anything with the property. You can't move in with the wife or sell the husband's interest, but the trustee has to do something with what is called the right of survivorship. Now, this is a saleable interest in bankruptcy. And what occurs is somebody wants to buy that right of survivorship, which is, as I say, saleable. So you have to read a book, see where we go from there.
I was just going to be quiet and see how far you would take us, but you have our interest, and we will read the book and find out where it goes from there. You've got two other main characters in the book, a Memphis police detective and a special agent for the FBI. Why did they get interested in this case? And then when they got interested in this case, it led to several other possibilities, didn't it?
Well, yes, it does. And that's what you have to think about. But Rachel Simon is a special FBI agent, and she gets involved because somebody else dies. I won't say murdered. that happens to be a federal officer. So the feds have to look into it. Well, there is a connection between the person who died and the death of Sally Connors, and you have to read the book to find out exactly why. And the relationship grows between Harvey Miller and Rachel Simon, not only in a professional way, but in a relationship way as well. I developed that further in the sequel of the book, but they have an interest in one another, and that develops, and they work together to try to solve the two or three crimes.
It's interesting. You've got the romantic element there working as well as the mystery suspense. All of this in Right of Survivorship by William Gotten, Gotten. The book is available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Several other murders. Who else is murdered?
Well, I hesitate to say. Number one, you don't know whether it's a murder or not. And that's one of the things that Harvey Miller is trying to convince Rachel Simon that may have occurred. The third death in the book is definitely a murder. There's no question about that. And the question then is, well, why did this person get murdered? And so it all ties together, but the key is the death of Sally Connors in the first chapter. She's the wife. She did not file bankruptcy with her husband, and so the right of survivorship comes into play.
All of this unfolds in William's book, Right of Survivorship, book available, as I say, in all of the usual places. You mentioned that there's a sequel that you've done some work on. Talk about that. How soon before we're going to get answers? How soon before you publish that, do you think?
Well, I don't know. That sort of depends on how the sale of the book goes. And if it goes pretty well, then chances are good that my publisher, Austin McCauley out of New York, will be interested in publishing the sequel. The sequel develops the relationship between Harvey Miller and Rachel Simon in a more romantic aspect, while they try to see exactly what they can prove and what they can't prove in order to bring a prosecution, either federal or state, because as I say, it's a federal prosecution if a federal officer dies under strange circumstances and somebody can prove that that person was actually murdered. But the federal, the FBI is not necessarily interested in the death of Sally Connors because that was simply a tragic automobile accident, or so it is thought.
Boy, we're anxious to read this and then make up our own mind. Possibly we can dream of the scenarios and what is happening, and hopefully the sequel will be out soon, right, of Survivorship Part 2 Resolution by our guest on the program, William Gotten. That's G-O-T-T-E-N. Again, the book available at all the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on to the Amazon page for William, get information, and order the book there as well. What has this been like for you writing the story? How much fun has this been? It's something that obviously has been in the back of your mind, as you mentioned, for years, had the chance to finish it, and now enjoying the success of people really enjoying the story. How much fun has this been for you?
Well, I enjoy writing. I've written, you know, other papers and things in connection with my law practice, but this is strictly a fiction book, but it is does have a basis in law. But I've never seen anything like this, because it's just a very unusual circumstance, because the trustee in bankruptcy actually sells that right of survivorship, and he sells it to an individual who is, in essence, gambling that it is going to develop in anything. So you see, if the right of survivorship is purchased by another individual, and it's the husband that's filed bankruptcy, and he dies, well, the purchaser gets nothing. His interest goes up in smoke. But on the other hand, if the couple, for instance, got a divorce, his interest that he now owns, having bought from the trustee, it comes into play. And he is then in a position to demand that his interest either be covered, or if he sells his interest to somebody else, he may or may not get anything. If the wife dies and he has the right of survivorship, then guess what? He gets the property. So if you have a piece of property that's worth, let's just say, for instance, $300,000, a nice house in a residential neighborhood, and the husband has to file bankruptcy, well, the trustee sells that interest rather than disclaiming it, which they would ordinarily do, just say, well, it's not worth anything, but it actually is, if somebody wants to take a gamble and say, this may pan out. So they buy the interest from the trustee for $1,000. And then if the house is subsequently sold, that person may or may not get some return on its investment, or
yes,
his or her investment. Well, now, the right of survivorship depends upon who survives. And in this case, one of the spouses doesn't survive. So You just have to go take it from there. It's
well, you've done a nice job of laying the groundwork why how all of this fit together and led to what actually happens in the book Rite of Survivorship by William Gotten, G-O-T-T-E-N. A few minutes left in the program, and all the years that you spent in dealing with bankruptcy law, did you see a lot of attempted manipulation, trying to work around and maybe come out of this differently than they normally would have?
Well, that's a great question, too. Actually, no. This is very, very rare that a trustee actually sells a right of survivorship. As I mentioned earlier, it is a saleable interest.
Yes.
But nobody's going to buy it because they don't have any immediate right to possession. They can't move in with the wife, and they can't do anything. They can just hold it and hope that something is going to happen that may result in some financial gain from buying that right of survivorship. It's very rare, and most people don't really understand right of survivorship. If you go, you can Google, for instance, tenants by the entirety, and you'll learn that it's a joint ownership, but husband and wife is strictly, that's the only ownership that has a right of survivorship, unless the parties who took title to the property took it with a right of survivorship. In other words, men might buy a property and it'd be titled in both of their names with a right of survivorship if the state law allows that. Well, some states do and some states don't. So you're mainly talking about a husband and wife, man and wife, and your own deed probably says, if you're married and you bought the property with you and your wife buying it together and getting a warranty deed, it says to Rick Bratton and wife, Sally Bratton, husband and wife with right of survivorship.
Interesting. Well, there's so many aspects of this, and you lay that all out there. It's a fascinating aspect of the law, used uniquely in this case, as you describe, and this great mystery that you've put together with several other mysteries to solve. We got the police involved in this, a relationship among them. I mean, so many elements make this a fascinating read. Rite of Survivorship by William Gotten, G-O-T-T-E-N. I mentioned Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Where else can they get a copy of the book?
Well, Amazon also has a Kindle version in addition to the printed version. And as mentioned, all of the bookstores, local bookstores, if they don't have it, they can certainly order it for you and get it quite quickly. It's a good beach read.
Oh, yes.
since we're coming up on summer, and it goes very quickly, and you get to the end and say, well, we're okay. Now what happens?
Well, until William comes out with the sequel, you can have your own ending to Rite of Survivorship. And hopefully that sequel will be out there and we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Again, book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Got a neighborhood bookstore, stop in, ask for it. They can order it for you. KingPagesPress.com, the author's marketing consultant, arranged our conversation today, and I thank them for that. William, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, getting a little bit of Law 101, a little bit of background there, and then not just a dry textbook, but a really interesting story, the framework. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Absolutely, and thank you for this interview, and I hope the book is a success and your readers will enjoy reading it.
I do too. And then we get to do the sequel and figure out what happens to the end of Rite of Survivorship. William Gotten, G-O-T-T-E-N, is the author. Book available basically wherever books are sold, and you'll find all of that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.